Shut it down, cuz. você. Você sabe que eu te amo. Eu te amo. Eu te amo tanto. Eu te quero tanto. Eu quero que você me ame. Eu quero que você me ame. Eu gosto quando você me toca. Te sentir. Quero te ouvir. Eu quero fazer amor com você toda noite sem fim. Eu quero sentir você dentro de mim toda noite sem fim. Eu quero sentir você dentro de mim. Quero você. Quero você. Quero sentir você dentro de mim. Quero você. Outra vez. 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 Outra vez.
Yeah. I know every DJ goes through this at one time or another. Some of them coming up and asking some of these very ridiculous things. Number one, play something good, something we can dance to. First of all, the DJ has to play for more than one person. So what you may hate may be another one's favorite song. Everything played here can be danced to in one way or another. So that leads me to number two. Would you play something with the beat? Now come on, let's be serious. We know of no song that is played in a club that doesn't have some type of beat. Number three, I don't know who sings it, and I don't know the name of the song, but it goes like this. Please, 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 don't sing for the DJ. They have to put up with smoke-filled rooms and dangerous decibel levels all night. Do them a favor and don't give them your favorite rendition of your favorite song. Number four, everybody wants to hear it. Oh, sure. I'm sure you went through the club and polled everyone. And now they sent you as their spokesperson to request their favorite song. Whatever. Get out of here. Number five. I can get laid if you played it. If you're good enough, you can get laid to anything. If you need me to play a song for you to get laid, then you've got serious problems. All the time. I want to hear it next. The only people that can get away with this statement are the people that write the DJ's paycheck. Plus, more often than not, the DJ already has the next song already queued up and ready to go to the deck. We do not have time to look for your favorite song. Number seven. I don't know what I want to hear. What do you have? It's a lot easier for you to go have another beer and figure out what it is you want to hear than it is for me to recite and name every record I have with me in the booth tonight now. Also, don't ask for a song list. I don't know of any DJ that has an actual print list of every song with him in the booth. So like I said, go get a beer, hit the dance floor, back up, the bar. Number eight. Hey, yo, nobody can dance to this. It is not advisable to say this when the dance floor is packed, but some people do anyway. However, even if there's only one person dancing on the dance floor, it still contradicts this statement. Just being rude. Have an open mind about the music. And go. Go dance or just sit out. Number nine. Everybody will dance to it if you play it. Half the time I hear this, no one goes to the dance floor except for the person that asked for it. And when they realize that they're the only one that wanted to dance to it, they bail off the dance floor. If you ask the DJ for a song and don't dance to it, expect the DJ to ignore your request for the rest of the night. Which leads me to number 10. Most important, if you're at a club or an event that does not play any hip-hop, don't ask the DJ, do you have any hip-hop? Just go outside to your car and turn on the radio, or go home and watch MTV.
No more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. You can't go up there, tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Bye. I swear to God, he make your shoes look like fucking mirrors. Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. He make your shoes look like fucking mirrors.
the groove. You gotta dip to 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 the groove. Get to the groove, you gotta 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 get to the groove. Get to the groove.
Smiley, 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 sm toes.
Thank you.
Chi-Town Cuz.
Thank you.
One day, I was with my girlfriend. This is down in Florida. She took me to this place. It had all kinds of things growing. And she gave me something. It was a mushroom. She said, eat it. I said, mushroom? What's that? Said, eat it. I didn't think nothing of it. You know, she was kind of a wild girl, you know. I didn't think she was that wild, so I ate the mushroom. And I said, no, it doesn't taste like much. She said, wait a minute. So I waited a minute. I waited a few minutes. And the next thing I know, I was walking on clouds. They were beautiful clouds. My girlfriend was talking to me. Walking on the clouds, everything felt beautiful. I almost felt like I didn't have any feet, no floor under me. It's beautiful. We looked at each other's eyes on top of these clouds. We were talking with each other, but our mouths weren't open. And all of a sudden, she let me go. But I didn't fall. I floated. But I was farther away from her. Till the next thing I know, she wasn't there. I was by myself. Seen in my life. And I don't know how it happened. I don't even remember walking to her. But next thing I know, I was kissing her, like really deep. We were playing on the hockey. It was beautiful. My girlfriend was nowhere around. I didn't even care. It was the most beautiful experience of my life. And I never saw that girl again. never took a mushroom.
Chi-Town Cuz.
Chi-Town Cuz.